This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A new series of proposals could push Washington's gas tax to the highest in the nation, adding more costs and expense to industries like agriculture. That's why groups like the Washington Farm Bureau are pushing against the plan currently getting the most attention, one from House Transportation Chair Jake Fye. Because, according to Farm Bureau's Breanne Elzey, there's more to it than meets the eye.
And I say starts at because this revenue package is interesting in that it's tied to inflation. So this is actually only the beginning of where the 18 cents will go and where that $15 per metric ton will go, because they are going to probably use the CPI and use an automatic inflation adjustment.
That's why Elzey says there's nowhere to go but up.
What a lot of people don't realize about this package is that's where it starts. It only goes up from there and gets continuously worse as time moves on. And that's, I believe, one of the most dangerous parts of the House Democrat proposal.
The tax will pay, Elzey says, for a number of road projects.
One will be the culverts issue. You know, the courts have mandated, they have decided that we have to pay for these new culverts, and that's going to come in the form of billions of dollars. So I know that that's impacting the transportation packages especially hard.
Tune in tomorrow for more on your gas tax and why agriculture should be wary.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington's Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.